Live from across America and around the world, it's the Voice of Reason. If you're tired of people telling you what the Bible says, wouldn't you like to know what it means? Lighthouse World Ministries presents A Voice of Reason with your host, John Anderson. Join John and his guest as they will bring the Scriptures alive. Come, let us reason together. And now, your host, John Anderson.
Hey, welcome back to the Voice of Reason, hour number two of a four-hour stretch. Glad to have you with us, and welcome WWCR 7490. If you're listening to us out there, we'd like to hear from you. Our website is easy to get to. It's thevoiceofreasonlive.com. That's thevoiceofreasonlive.com, or A-N-E, my email address, A-N-E, Apple Nancy Edward, at skybest.com. That's A-N-E at skybest.com. Also this evening, I want to welcome those of you listening to us on WINB, that's 9265. Welcome to the Voice of Reason. This is not like any other Christian talk show out there on the planet, I guarantee you. We deal with a lot of what I call myths of Christianity and how many issues have been brought forth. We're willing to talk about, frankly, issues that most Christian talk shows won't even deal with. But I believe that we should all take the challenge to be Bereans. I've seen a lot of things lately and did a lot of reading during Christmas time and watched some interesting DVDs. And I'm becoming more and more convinced that one of the reasons today that Christianity has its problems is because they are not willing to go to the Scriptures for themselves and to truly study to see if these things are so. And I want to challenge you, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's okay to ask questions, because our desire as Christians is what does that collection of 66 books teach that we call the Bible, that we say we believe that it's wholly inspired in the original Hebrew and the Old and Greek in the New. If you're willing to do that, you're going to find out that the Bible teaches some things that's just the opposite of what a lot of people are telling you it says. That's why it's a challenge to become a Berean, not just listen to everybody out there. Here's a program. I'm not going to tell you what to believe, but I'm going to take you to the Scriptures. And you're going to find out things that just may rattle your faith to the core. Things like, there is no such thing as eternal conscious torment taught in the Bible. There's no supernatural fallen being called the devil or demons. It simply does not exist. The Bible doesn't teach it, never has. Many other things. One of those areas that I want to get into tonight, because there is a teaching out there of eschatology, which is a big word, a study of last things, concerning what is commonly called the millennium, or more specifically, Revelation chapter 20. And there is a teaching out there that this thousand-year period of time was actually only 40 years. Now, a gentleman that's a regular on this program and will be as long as I'm alive and doing this broadcast, his name is Lloyd Dale. And Lloyd, I appreciate you taking time to come on this evening, because you and I are going to take the next 3 hours and walk through this. And like I said earlier, Lloyd, let's go to the Scriptures to see if the Scriptures say what it is said that they say. Lloyd, welcome.
Well, thank you, John. It's good to be with you tonight. I was thinking about the introduction to the program, that statement, if you're tired of people telling you what the Bible says. Well, tonight we're actually going to take a pretty long, hard look at what some people are telling us that the Bible says, and we're going to compare that and see whether that's actually what the Bible says.
Good point, Lloyd. Hey, we're up to our first break. I'm John Anderson. This is the Voice of Reason. We'll be back with Lloyd Dale, and we're going to be dealing with the millennium and the aspects of it for the next 3 hours. A lot coming.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to The Voice of Reason. I'm John Anderson, your host. Great to be with you on this Sunday evening, hour number two of a four-hour stretch. And I want to welcome WWCR and also WINB joining us this evening. If you're listening to us for the first time, this is probably, well, I without doubt, the most controversial Christian talk show in America. We are getting ready to hit our 10th year, and we are privileged to have heard from people all over the United States and different parts of the world. I said, John, you know, I thought you were nuts when I first started listening to you, but I did what you said. I went to the scriptures to see if these things were so. You know, I'm going to make a statement, folks, and I want, please, to hear this. If you believe the Word of God, what we call the collection of books, the 66 books we call the Bible, in the original Hebrew, in the Old and Greek and the New, was wholly inspired or God-breathed. That's great. I'm one of those people that believe that. However, the issue is this. What do those 66 books teach? Do they teach some of the things that we have been told all of our life? Or is this part of fantasy land? The 40-year millennium This to me, and I'm not trying to be really smart, but I'm serious. This reminds me of the ultimate oxymoron, a 40-year millennium. Millennium, of course, is coming from the term is not in the Bible. It's the 1,000 years, kilios in the Greek. It means 1,000 or more than one. So to have a 40-year thousands, to be, reduce it down to 40 years, I find amazing to start with. But this is where we start, Lloyd, that the purpose of this article is to demonstrate two things. The millennium of Revelation 20 began with the ministry, passion, resurrection of Christ. And number two, the millennium terminated 40 years later at the resurrection and termination of the Old Covenant age in AD 70.
Well, that's true, John. That's a standard belief system within the 40-year millennium crowd. Now, it's very questionable that there's any biblical support for that idea. And as we have an opportunity to look at that viewpoint tonight, we're going to ascertain just how much support there is or isn't for the various aspects of that viewpoint, the 40-year millennium viewpoint.
There are certain elements that are being put forth to supposedly prove this person's position. Number one, I'm going to hit them right quick, and that is the initial vindication, resurrection of the martyrs with Christ. Number two, the binding of Satan. Number three, the rule of the saints with Christ. I saw thrones on which were seated those that had been given authority to judge. Number four, the saints as a priesthood. Number five, the loosing of Satan. And then number six, the destruction of Satan and the resurrection of the rest of the dead at the end of the millennium. Now, those are our starting points. So I guess, Lord, would it make sense at this time just to kind of start at Revelation 20 and see what we're dealing with?
Well, I think so. We can, you know, continue for a moment at least with this particular set of elements that the 40-year millennium group is suggesting. As you look at that list, the six that you just quoted, we see that it seems to be in chronological order within the context of Revelation 20. In other words, one of the first things you read in Revelation 20 is the binding of Satan. Okay, so that is there. It says the rule of the saints with Christ. Well, maybe that's there and maybe it isn't. It just depends on what that means. Then it speaks of the priesthood of the saints. Once again, maybe that is and maybe it isn't. But at any rate, then you see the loosing of Satan. My point is that this seems to be going down through the chapter of Revelation chapter 20 from beginning to end. Now, that raises a question in my mind, because the first point there is the initial vindication, resurrection of the martyrs with Christ. And I see nothing in Revelation chapter 20, verse 1, 2, or 3, dealing in any way, shape, or form with the vindication or resurrection of anyone, let alone some martyrs, with Christ. So right away, I see there's a problem in that particular setup when they're saying that these are the elements in Revelation chapter 20. There is no vindication, especially no initial vindication and resurrection of the martyrs with Christ in that chronological sequence they give. So if this isn't chronological, why do they start with that particular viewpoint and then go chronologically through the events of Revelation? It would seem to me that it would be better to actually deal with the chronological events, which would mean that you've got a real question about the initial vindication of the resurrection, vindication or resurrection of the martyrs. And then, of course, the other question that comes out of that first line is with Christ. What do the 40-year millennial people mean with that statement, the vindication and or resurrection of the martyrs with Christ? Are they saying that these martyrs, which in our English language means someone who was killed are vindicated and resurrected at the same time Christ was? Or just exactly what is being said there? See, once again, we have a very good example here of someone, in this case the 40-year millennial people, telling us what the Bible says when the Bible doesn't actually give that information. In the chronology of Revelation chapter 20, at least, if you start at the beginning and work down through the binding of Satan, the loose of Satan, and so on. There's nothing about the vindication of the saints in this particular passage in Revelation chapter 20.
No, being somewhat familiar with Revelation 20, we basically start with the binding of Satan, and then, of course, yes, there, we have the destruction of Satan much later after many events, and what I perceive as a great period of time has passed. But maybe, Lloyd, here a little insight as to this first part, the initial vindication, resurrection of the martyrs of Christ, because the writer says, the living saints were resurrected awaiting the consummation of the resurrection at the last hour. I'm a little confused.
Well, I'm a little confused, too, because how can a living saint be resurrected except the saint resurrected to live? I mean, I can understand that, but what the author, you know, this viewpoint seems to be saying is that the living saints in the first century were resurrected. And in that resurrected state, they're awaiting the consummation of the resurrection at the last hour. What in the world that means, I guess, again, here's a great example of someone telling us what the Bible says, but is it what the Bible means? And I don't think so at all, because I see no hint in the New Testament that living saints were resurrected. And, of course, a living saint would most certainly include St. Paul, and yet St. Paul goes to quite a good deal of effort to tell us that no resurrection has occurred in his lifetime. And his lifetime spanned almost the 40 years that they claim is the millennium. So now, how can it be that Paul, who says he hasn't attained to the resurrection in Philippians 3, verse 11 and 12, who says that there were a group of people who were teaching a resurrection, but the resurrection hadn't occurred yet, and thus they damaged the faith of many.
Well, Lord, we have.
Where do they get this information that the Bible teaches that the living saints were resurrected awaiting a consummational resurrection? Now, to me, that's a contradiction of terms. How can you have a resurrection and then have a consummational resurrection? Resurrection is resurrection. And the word resurrection is almost always used in the New Testament with the phrase out of the dead. So, see, you've got a major problem. How can a living saint be resurrected, that is, out of the dead? It just doesn't work, John.
Well,
there's a real problem with that.
Let me bring up a couple of points, Lloyd, and I'll get you to elaborate on it, because, you know, you brought up the issue here of Philippians 3, where Paul says he's looking forward to the resurrection, but he hadn't been resurrected at that point in time when he's writing to the Philippians, number one. But does not resurrection bring immortality?
Well, according to Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, it does, because that's the whole point. At resurrection, at the point of resurrection, we have the mortal putting on immortality and the corruption putting on incorruption. Now, in that context, a mortal is someone who is alive, then living. So they haven't been resurrected yet. They don't have immortality because they have to put on immortality. And the corruption, we've got a break coming, John.
Yep, we're right there. I'm John Anderson. This is the Voice of Reason. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this because, you know, frankly, if you're not really interested in the Bible, this is going to bore you to tears. But if you are, it's filet mignon and there's a lot more coming. We'll be right back right after this.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, welcome back to the Voice of Reason, hour number 2 of a 4-hour stretch. It's great to be with you on this Sunday evening, and if you're new to the Voice of Reason, we want to welcome WWCR 7490. And out of Nashville, Tennessee, also WINB 9265. Welcome to the Voice of Reason. We're glad to have you. We are here simply because there are some people out there that have been with us for a long time that wanted to give you the opportunity to be a part of probably the most educational Christian talk show on the air. You'll have to decide that for yourself. If you believe you have the answer, all the answers already, don't bother listening because we don't have a thing for you. If you're just a casual listener, you're going to get bored to tears because this program is looking for the uncommon man and woman that's out there that are true Bereans and want to know what the Bible teaches. Whatever the truth is, they simply want to know it. I'm going to continue with my conversation with Lord Dale in just a moment, but I've been telling you now for some time that I believe food can be probably one of the best investments a person could have. Each and every one of you out there listening, make up your own mind. If you look at what's going on in the world, if you listen to people like Glenn Beck, which I do, I've listened to Glenn for quite a bit, Joel Salenti and others say, you know, get prepared for the future because there very well be some serious times ahead. I'm one of those people who think that's a very real possibility. To what extent, none of us know. However, common sense to me says better need it and not have it, or better have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. That's really the bottom line. You have a spare tire in your car, why? Hopefully you don't get a flat, but if you do, you're certainly glad. Ready Reserve Foods for almost 40 years have been helping people prepare for the unexpected. Now, make up your own mind. Go check it out. The website, ReadyReserveFoods.com. That's www.ReadyReserveFoods.com. Or give them a call. They'd be happy to send you a catalog, or you can talk to one of their preparedness specialists. 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Hey, if you'd like to find out a little bit more of what we're about, you can go to our website, thevoiceofreasonlive.com. That's thevoiceofreasonlive.com. We'd love to hear from you. Our email, A-N-E, that's Apple Nancy Edward, A-N-E at Skybest, S-K-Y-B-E-S-T .com. And a quick hello to those in the Pal Talk room. Welcome. Glad to have you. Once again, Mike, thanks all, as always, your faithfulness, operating the room and keeping it going. And Lloyd, before we continue in this, if people would like to get a hold of you, if they'd like to discuss it further, what's your contact point, sir?
Well, my telephone number is 605-374-3291. My email address is barldranch at sdplains.com. Now, that's all in lowercase letters, barldranch at sdplains.com. Barldranch at sdplains.com. That telephone number, once again, 605-374-3291.
Okay. Lloyd, one of the things, because we're coming up to our bottom of the hour break, that I want to emphasize right quick is that Christians have done tremendous good all over the planet. But through bad information, have in some cases set back on their blessed assurance waiting to get raptured out of here, which it's going to be a long, long wait. Folks, I can assure you that. You missed the train. It left almost 2,000 years ago. Now, with knowledge, remember Hosea 4:6, everybody quotes the first half of the verse, my people perish for lack of knowledge? We'll look at the second half of the verse. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Knowledge is important. Peter admonishes us, and add to your faith what? Virtue, and to virtue what? Knowledge. Knowledge. And that's what this broadcast is about, is to get you to think. If you're challenged, great. And some of you, if you listen, will be challenged to the core of your bootstraps. But that's important, folks. We better be willing to deal with biblical truth, because if we can't deal with that, how are we going to deal with the political and economic mess that's going on out here? Frankly, as believers, this has to be first. And, Lord, when we come back, I want to continue with this issue that is so important, that this idea of resurrection also is equal to immortality. I'm John Anderson. This is the Voice of Reason. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back second half, second hour, right after this.
Mm-hmm. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Welcome back to The Voice of Reason. I'm John Anderson, your host, and it's great to be with you on this Sunday evening. Once again, I want to welcome WWCR. Those of you listening out there, welcome to The Voice of Reason. Also, joining us this evening for the first time, WINB. Welcome. If you are joining us for the first time, we're not like any other Christian talk show you'll find anywhere. We're after biblical truth and want to bring it out wherever we can. And our topic on this hour and the next 2 hours as well is dealing with the idea of a 40-year millennium that many are teaching today that started somewhere around 30 AD, roughly, and ended with the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70. The elements of the millennium are the elements of the 40 years from Jesus' ministry to AD 70, in the writer's own words. Lord, we talked about earlier this idea of when it says that the living saints were resurrected awaiting the consummation of the resurrection at the last hour, that resurrection teaches once a person is resurrected, i.e. as Jesus Christ, then they are immortal at that point. Correct?
Well, in true resurrection, yes, then it's always out of the dead. in order to be resurrected, one has to first be dead. And then you can be resurrected out of the dead or out from among the dead. So how can a living saint be resurrected? That just doesn't wash as far as biblical teaching is concerned.
No,
because
but
living saint has not been dead, and he certainly hasn't been resurrected out of the dead. So a living saint cannot be resurrected and cannot be waiting some consummational resurrection, which, by the way, the Bible doesn't teach such an idea as a consummational resurrection.
Okay. Lord, you brought it out very effectively in Paul writing in Philippians, and we're somewhere in the early to mid-60s, somewhere in this area, if I'm correct in my timing of the writing. Be that as it may, it was certainly a short time prior to AD 70. He said that he hadn't been resurrected, but yet he was looking forward to that resurrection. It hadn't happened yet. Yet, he said concerning Hymenaeus and Philetus, they had caused some faith to err, saying the resurrection had passed already. Now, the writer of this article says the living saints were resurrected. Now, and this resurrection began with Jesus Christ and continued and was consummated in AD 70. Well, second point I want to hit right quick, and I'll get you to comment on it, because when Paul was writing to Timothy, somewhere in the late 50s to 60, let's put it somewhere in that area, 58, 59 AD, he said at that point in time, when he wrote to Timothy, in 1 Timothy 6:16, referring to Jesus Christ in verse 16, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach, unto whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Paul said at that point in time, only Jesus Christ had immortality. If that is true, and I'm certainly going to take Paul's word for it over anyone else's, then how could anybody else be resurrected at that point in time?
Well, they couldn't be. Another evidence, another biblical evidence that the Bible means that the living saints were not resurrected. It just is not true to say that the living saints were resurrected. That's not what the scriptures teach. The scriptures teach that the saints, the living saints, were looking forward to receiving the promise of resurrection. Quite a different viewpoint.
Well, we see the Apostle Paul in Acts at the very end. You see, even the Apostle Paul was called a heretic because of this teaching. He says, very simply, in Acts 24, verse 14, he says, "But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both the just and the unjust." And the word there is mello, translated shall, should be about to be a resurrection. So Paul said that it hadn't happened at this point in time when we look almost at the end of his ministry here in Acts.
Well, not only had it happened, but Paul doesn't say that there's about to be. He says that the prophet taught that there was about to be. So, see, this takes it back quite a bit away from Paul, takes it away from the urgency of the full preterist to say that the resurrection of the dead, both the just and the unjust, had to take place immediately and at the same time, because Paul clearly points out there that it isn't. And then when he gives us the delineation of resurrection, in 1 Corinthians 15, he very clearly spells out an order of resurrection. He says, every man in his own order. First Christ. That's the first man to be resurrected, Jesus Christ. And then later, and of course today we know it was 40 years later, those that are Christ in his parousia. So, see, we see that there's a resurrection of Jesus Christ, and then there's no other resurrection, no living saints resurrected, no dead saints resurrected, no one resurrected. According to Paul's scenario, Paul's order of resurrection, and that's his own word, order, there's no resurrection between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of those that belong to Christ in the parousia. Now, that says they're going to be resurrected in the parousia. Now, the parousia, all agree, takes place in the, that is, all preterist agree, takes place in the 70 AD. Therefore, Paul again is saying in 1 Corinthians 15, very clearly, without ambiguity and in no uncertain terms, that no one has been resurrected in the first century prior to the parousia of Jesus Christ except for Jesus Christ himself.
You know, that's, to me, Lloyd, a very hard point, is that either the Apostle Paul is wrong and totally misinformed in several areas, or no resurrection happened after Jesus Christ until the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70, and the resurrection occurred in his parousia, or his sitting on the throne of David in the kingdom of heaven.
Right. And the 40-year millennial view offers no biblical support for the idea that the resurrected saints were, the living saints were resurrected. However, we now have offered five texts, at least from Scripture, that clearly point out that no resurrection had taken place between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the resurrection that occurred in the parousia of Jesus Christ. And we know that there was about a 40-year period there, so we know based on that that the millennium hadn't started yet. There was no millennium taking place in the 40-year period from, say, 30-something A.D. until 70 A.D., because the Scriptures clearly teach that no resurrection had occurred. And the resurrection occurs in the parousia, which all preterists agree occurred in 70 A.D. So the evidence that what Scripture actually provides is quite contrary to what the 40-year millennialists teach. Now, of course, there's another very important factor that they also never deal with. I've never seen a 40-year millennialist deal with this passage of Scripture. And that's the very first verse of Revelation 20. And that verse says, I saw a messenger come down from heaven having the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. Now, here's a very simple question. Where did this messenger get the key? Well, if we know our Bible, especially if we know the book of Revelation well, we understand that the key was given in chapter 9. So let's go to chapter 9 and take a look at it. And, of course, this sets up a chronology taking place within Scripture that once again totally refutes the 40-year millennial view. Because here we have in chapter 9, it states, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the land, and to him, they're designating the star as a male human, to him was given the key of the shaft of the abyss. This is what you'd actually, if you took a literal translation of the Greek, that's what it would say. He was given the key of the shaft of the abyss. And then it goes on to say, and he opened the shaft of the abyss. And there rose a smoke out of the shaft. Now, the smoke doesn't come out of the abyss. The smoke comes out of the shaft as the smoke of a great furnace. Okay, but see, here's the point. In this chapter, chapter 9, we see very clearly that a star, further designated as a man, is given the key to the bottomless pit, or the shaft of the abyss. Now, if we read on in chapter 9 a little bit further, we see very clearly that that man is designated as a commander over the army of the locust army. And it says there that he's a messenger of the abyss. So now, we see clearly that a human being is given the key and is the messenger of the abyss. And then it says in verse 11, it goes on to say that what he's the messenger of. In kind of a cloak and dagger manner, it says, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue has his name Apollyon. Okay, well, Abaddon and Apollyon essentially mean the same thing, destroyer. So what it's saying here is the one that's going to bring destruction to the land of Jerusalem came to the land in chapter 9. He was given the key of the shaft of the abyss, and he opened the shaft, and he was the commander of the locust army, which has to be agreed to be the Roman army. So here we have a commander of the Roman army is given the key to the abyss, given the key to the shaft of the abyss, which, of course, would open the way to the abyss as well. And so now, going on to chapter 20, again, we have this messenger come down from heaven, and he already has the key. Well, where did he get it? It was given to him in chapter 9. And so now we know that this messenger is the same entity, in effect, that was given the key in chapter 9. Now, if we look at this in relationship to history, we see that this messenger, this star that came from heaven to the land, that opened the shaft and caused the great smoke to pour out of it, is none other than the Roman general Vespasian, who started the war against the Jews in northern Galilee and then marched down across, back and forth across Galilee, destroying one city after another. So Galilee is the shaft leading to the abyss, that is Judea, the place of the ultimate judgment. And the man here is Vespasian. Now, we see that in chapter 17, this man, Vespasian, is in the abyss. And he is about to go out of the abyss and become an eighth emperor of the Roman Empire. Well, that's exactly historically what happened. Vespasian was convinced by his army to return to Rome and to claim the throne, become a Roman emperor. And so that's exactly what he did. He left the land of judgment, and he returned to Rome, heaven if you please. And again, I'm amazed at preterists. They're all the way through, they're dealing with this apocalyptic language. And they point out that the sun, the moon, and stars are apocalyptic of language, saying, in effect, your time is up. And that the sun, the moon, and the stars are all found in heaven. And therefore, heaven is the focus of the sun and the moon and the stars. And it's the civil entity. In one case in the Old Testament, it's Israel. In another case, it's Edom. In another case, it's Babylon. So in the New Testament, when we see heaven, suddenly these preterists forget all about what they've been telling us over and over and over again is true, that heaven doesn't literally mean heaven, the place where God lives all the time, but it sometimes refers to a civil entity. Well, given the context of this passage of Scripture and the historical events that took place, it seems certain that this star that came to the land at this point in time is none other than Vespasian. He's identified as an angel, and he's identified as the one who commands the destruction of Jerusalem. And so we see that after Vespasian became the emperor, he sent his son Titus, he gave him the key, and sent him back to the land to complete the war. And that's what we're dealing with in verse 20, chapter 20. So once again here, if we take the context of chapter 20, associated with the context of chapter 9, chapter 11, chapter 17, we see that this is clearly dealing not with the 40 years from the ministry of Jesus Christ to the destruction of Jerusalem, but it's dealing with the actual time of the destruction of Jerusalem. And therefore, again, demonstrating that there's no possibility that the millennium had been going on for 40 years already.
Lord, when we come back, I want to show something here, because if we're going to deal in chronological order, we have the whore and Babylon, which Old Testament Jerusalem, being destroyed prior to this. I'm John Anderson. This is the Voice of Reason. We'll continue right after this. Hang tight. There's a lot more coming.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Voice of Reason. I'm John Anderson, your host. Great to be with you on this Sunday evening. By the way, if you leave us at the station you're listening to, we leave you this hour, you can go to GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. Catch the next 2 hours. Lord Dale and I are going to continue with this topic. If you're interested in the Bible, this is one that hopefully you're going to want to get into. Also, I wanted to take a quick note. David Morgan, who I have on a program fairly often, I've known David now for, better than a couple of decades, I guess. He's with silver-investor.com. So that's silver-investor.com. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, because he and Midas Resources have teamed up together. And it's a way that you can get a full free year subscription to David's newsletter. A lot of people apparently have made quite a bit of money with David over the years. You see him, of course, on MSNBC, Fox Business Channel. If you go to silverinvestor.org, check it out, or you can call easy, toll-free, 877-878-6919, 877-878-6919, silver-investor.com. Go check it out for yourself. Lord, I'm amazed how time runs so quickly, but I want you to get out your contact information, if you will, one more time as we kind of continue this then, and then we'll also continue it in the following hour.
Okay, my telephone number for contact is 605-374-3291. My email address is barldranch, excuse me, barldranch@sdplains.com. That's all in lowercase letters, barldranch@sdplains.com. barldranch@sdplains.com. The telephone number once again, 605-374-3291.
All right. We've got a couple of minutes here, about 3 minutes, Lloyd. Here's the point that I was getting at right before the break. If we look at things in a chronological order, before we get to the binding of Satan, we have an interesting destruction happening. Of course, the great horror, the mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots. Revelation 17, we find her being destroyed. Revelation 18, then we have the marriage in Revelation 19 before we get to Revelation 20. It seems to me that the sequence of events must mean something in relation to it.
Well, they do, John, especially when you go from the sequence of chapter 9 and the sequence of chapter 11 and the sequence of chapter 17 and the sequence of chapter 20, all of which agree with, all of these which deal with this mysterious abyss. Now, the psalmist tells us without equivocation that the judgment of God is an abyss. So John simply is using this metaphor to explain what's taking place here in the first century. John is writing about the destruction, the judgment, if you please, of that whore, of the city of Jerusalem.
And that's Psalm 36:6, folks. God's judgment is a great deep. And Abuso, we're coming up here to the last part of this hour. Folks, catch us at the next hour. We're still live for the next 2 hours. Going to be dealing with this at GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. Go to Voice of Reason and listen live. Our website, thevoiceofreasonlive.com. That's thevoiceofreasonlive.com. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know. Until next week, if you're leaving us, God bless you. Hour number 3, right after this.